You gods and goddesses that rules in Helicon, look me upon, help to release a prisoner out of thrall. Let not the savage bells nor fury sent from hell torment me still, who have in store no mercy now at all. Alaida, stay thou to defend me, and wave thy club about, or else they will my person kill before they let me out. Cerberus, that is my porter, doth bear me such a spite, and seeks by death to stop my breath, he can both bark and bite. I am that potent, pensive, patient prisoner left, of joy bereft. My griefs and troubles cannot numbered be. A hopeless, helpless, harmless man lies here forlorn, and held in scorn by them that once were servile unto me, who through the mercy that I used while I was in full power, they merciless do me oppress and vex me every hour, that have released many bondslaves and set the prisoners free. Here hapless I in prison lie, alas, what remedy? 'Twould make a heart of flint relent to see my woes done by my foes, who once had all things at my own command, can have no clothes to wear, nor food whereon to eat, no drink nor meat, but what is given me from my enemies' hands. My friends are all from me departed, though sore against their will. No one is here that comes me near, but those as wish me ill. More than 10,000 ways they practice to work my life's decay. Hap well, hap woe, it must be so, the bondman must obey. To vex my prudent patience, to my charge they lay, day after day, such horrid crimes of which I never knew. Their tongues, like poisoning asps or double-edged swords, speak biting words, which is as false as ever God is true. And so, with their forged accusations, they raise a deadly strife, to separate and breed debate between me and my wife. My children also are abused, as to the world is known, and others they do now enjoy that which was once my own. Besides, my keeper's cruelty is overmuch. Never was such a captive prisoner kept in slavery. There is no friend dare come my person for to view. All this is true, without admittance from my enemy. Each day and hour I stand in danger of these my desperate foes, who makes no spirits known they dare to give me bloody blows. If they but say I do offend them, though I know not the cause, they'll spurn and smite and with me fight, these are their new-made laws. Thus am I every way most barbarously abused, and basely used, by some of them for whom I have done good, and some of them in whom I put most trust, have proved unjust. As likest men they are to spill my blood, and as that cursed caitiff Judas his master did betray, so my false friends for their own ends have sold my life away. No faithful friend that dare come near me at all to take my part, but every man does what he can to break my wounded heart. How happy is that man that labors all the day for little pay, that he at night may safely go to rest, and he that travels up and down and takes most pains receives the gains, and takes his lodging where it likes him best. Those men have liberty to labor, oh sweet and precious thing, and in their fare more happy are than is a troubled king. The country swains and silly shepherds and tradesmen eke also have liberty, while here I lie in sorrow and in woe. Is't not a father's chiefest comfort for to see these things be, his own dear children daily in his sight? Is't not the marrow of a husband's life to see his wife, and have her in his presence day and night? All those sweet pleasures are kept from me, while I on earth remain, except the wind will prove so kind to turn the tide again, until which time I wait with patience, wishing health, wealth, and peace to them that be at liberty and look for my release.